opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And NBA Finals concluded last night. Oklahoma City is your new NBA champion. And Giants win 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox, and they made a move today. Tyler Fitzgerald has been optioned, their second baseman. And Justin Verlander is now off the paternity list. And what that means... Casey Schmidt's probably going to play some second base. I don't know if it's going to be right away, but right? Chapman comes back?
It means they were getting nothing from that position. Or not enough.
From what, second base?
Yeah, from the guy they just sent to Sacramento.
One thing he was really good was catching pop flies in left field.
He's also great at laying down sacrifice bunts.
2 this weekend.
Yeah, those are huge.
Yeah. We'll get into the Giants after we wrap up some Warriors talk. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. Basically, who's going to help the Warriors? I mean,
nobody.
In the long run, I've been a fan since the 60s. I mean, they want to step on them right now after rubbing in their faces for so long. But Lacob owes it to Kerr and Curry to go for it. They have a 2-year window before they both ride off into the sunset or do whatever they do. So he owes it to them. But who in the league is going to just say, here? Because they have an expiring contract in Butler. And so, I mean, somebody has to pick it up and fit him into their salary cap, which will be really hard to do. And then after that, who wants Draymond? Who wants, I mean, the young guys. I see Bajanski sitting there at the Valkyries game. That's kind of you sit next to the owner. That kind of would rub people the wrong way if you're a player sitting right next to the owner. I mean, that's a minor thing, but who really wants to help them? I mean, Kuminga, if you're going to trade Kuminga, the other team's got to sign him to a big contract. So that's also got to fit into the salary cap. They're kind of in a rock in a hard place, and nobody's just going to, and this is the West time to step on them. But one thing about Looney, real quick, they should not trade that guy. His body's been broken down. He's given everything he can to this franchise and more. He deserves a statue outside. He's the Warrior representation is a guy like Looney, period. Anyway, you guys, I don't know how you feel about that, but I don't think anybody in the West is all of a sudden going to say, here, Warriors, we're going to help you.
Thanks, Gary. I actually agree with that. I don't think anybody wants to help the Warriors. I don't think Looney's going to get a statue unless he has a big year. You'd have to have a big year.
No pods?
No.
Dockery's 4-1 Looney. In the last 5, by the way. Playing some ball.
Anybody see pods at the Valkyries game last night? Oh, Risotto, you did? Were you there?
He was there. He was a little subdued, I don't know if that was an order, but he was definitely, he was still standing up quite a bit, but he was not as energetic as he was against Caitlin Clark.
Bajemski closer to being a bigger face of the Warriors or the Valkyries?
means Pods only comes out for the big games. Oh, he'll be revved up this week. Ionescu comes in, right?
Yep. I think it's Wednesday. They play Wednesday, Friday.
Wednesday,
it is.
He toned it down. I think he probably saw himself on the internet a little bit too much.
I think he probably read the room. Good for him. Young, smart kid like him. Good for him. All right. Let's talk a little Giants, Evan. I was thinking about it this way. Giants win 2 out of 3 against Boston. Devers hits his first homer Saturday. Okay. He's been here a week. Devers has been here a week.
Yep.
Played 6 games. Giants fans, how are we feeling about Rafael Devers after a week? Do you like the impact he's had on the team? Do you feel like he's had an impact on the team? I don't want to go to, you know, he's hitting 217 with the Giants. Just, you know, one home run, but it's less about the start that he's had than what the Giants look like with him in their lineup. Evan, you like what you're seeing from the Giants with a more complete lineup, even though they still haven't gotten Chapman back?
I think that they are more legitimate with Devers. It looks a lot different with him hitting second, and I don't think it changes their team like that much, though, until Chapman really returns. You got a glimpse of it yesterday with how many runs they could put up. I think even Friday night, I know they lost, but like there's, to me, what he does is he gives you more of those kinds of games this weekend where, like, just because someone on the other team hits a home run doesn't mean that you're done. Like, if someone hits a 3-run home run in the 4th inning and you go down 4-1, the game's not necessarily over. But the Giants are still going to be, I think, mostly dependent on how well they pitch, how well their bullpen does, and how often they can come through with timely hits, which is pretty much what they did to win both those games on Saturday and Sunday.
Their relief pitching has been pretty unbelievable. And even when it stumbled just a hair, it doesn't seem to cost them. I know Duvall wasn't great yesterday, but Birdsong didn't go 5 on Friday. Roop was very good. We're talking about the starting pitchers here. And Robbie Ray was okay, right? He was okay. Robbie Ray was okay.
Oh, I know you're waiting on him. You're just waiting on him to give up a 6th spot so you can, remind people of what you feel about him.
Robbie Ray?
Yeah.
Him being a number 2 in the context of the entire staff worries me. You got Webb, who's proven. Ray, when he's healthy, is a very good pitcher. But after that, I see 2.5 question marks. No, I see 2 question marks. Verlander's 1, and Birdsong's 0.5, and Roop's still 0.5. And they're always going to be 0.5 the rest of this year because they're in – they're in territory they've never been through before. Here's what I think is going to happen with the Giants. Their pitching's going to falter. Like they're not going to pitch as well in the second half. But they'll probably hit more, and I think it'll end up being a wash. I think their pitching's still going to be a strength of the team, but they cannot continue to pitch at the pace they did in the first half. But I do think the bats will be better in the second half, so it'll essentially be a wash.
So you don't think that Devers changes anything?
No, he makes them a better hitting team. See, they're pitching, what are they, 10 over again?
Yeah.
10 over. The biggest reason they've been 10 over, to me, the biggest reason, there's been others, is their pitching. Well, I don't think their pitching is going to be as good in the second half. But their hitting will be better. So it'll be a wash, and they're an 85-90 win team is the way I'm looking at it.
But I think that was like you don't think they were going to hit better if they didn't get Devers. Like Adames is probably going to hit better. Ramos is a force at the plate.
No, I'm saying they're going to get better. They're going to hit more.
Yeah, but I'm asking if it's because of Devers.
He's a big part of it. He's a big part of it because
you didn't sound that excited about his first week as a Giant.
No, I wasn't that excited about his first week, numbers-wise. But when you look at their lineup and when you get Chapman in there, you look at those first five or six hitters and you're like, you know what? They're going to be better in the second half of the season offensively than they were in the first half.
So lock them into the postseason.
Lock them in. Evan.
Wild card.
Evan, it's their wild card to lose. That's how I'll put it that way.
Okay. And why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they make the postseason?
Yeah.
Because they're pitching, because they're going to be in a heap of trouble with their starting pitching in about a month.
See, I'm not really worried about...
Now, you're pressing me here.
They're pitching at all.
You're pressing me here, which I appreciate. But yeah, I'm allowing for the fact that their pitching is going to slide a little bit.
That's fair. They're starting pitching.
Yes. And I know less about the relievers. You probably know all about them, but yes, their starting pitching to me worries me a lot more than their relievers.
But what struck me about Devers being on this team is that, like, there's no doubt when he comes to the plate, you know Devers is coming up. Their lineup does look on paper different. But honestly, what's hit me is that this team hasn't really changed a whole lot. Like, their first week together, they've played in a lot of close games. And they went, 500? They won 3-3. But, like, they had a bunch of timely hits. They took advantage of the Red Sox mistakes over the weekend. Devers had his first home run. And if they finally hit some homers at Oracle, but what struck me about the Devers thing, it's like they don't really seem like they're that different of a team. I'm going to be honest. Now, that doesn't mean that they're bad. I actually think it means it's like there was some legitimacy to what they were doing before. And Devers should help them. But I'm watching them play, and I'm just sitting there like, this is the same Giants team. They're still going to be reliant on how well they throw, on them not killing themselves defensively, which they appeared to want to do for parts of the weekend, and they're going to have to make some big plays late in the game.
How do you measure if the offense, okay, this weekend, what'd they do? They got how many runs this weekend? 17 runs this weekend? Like, how do you figure out Devers' impact on eight guys? Or is that ridiculous? Like,
well, I think Adames looks better.
He does. He does. Could that have anything to do with Devers?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think it also has to do with Willie just being a better version of himself. Like, he was never going to hit that poorly the entire year. You know, what actually hit me yesterday is that I feel like Devers, in a way, it's like it's kind of about Ramos. Like, they're putting Ramos behind Devers. So he's the quote-unquote protection. And it means that, like, if you pitch around Devers or he gets on, like, in the past, there would just be nobody behind him to make him hurt. Like, Ramos is now allowed to make you pay. And they haven't had enough of that in their lineup, to me. So in a way, it is about Devers, but like individually, I haven't seen it yet. And he's going to hit better, and I get it. But to me, it's about all the guys around him. Like, the damage that Schmidt does now matters more. The damage that Ramos does, it's more impactful. Same for Adames. But like Devers himself, I guess, Steiny, he's going to hit better, but I don't know, like, they have more opportunities to clean up in those spots that they didn't previously.
They need to hit better in the spots they didn't previously.
No, like, okay. Like before, all right, let's say, like, Ramos was their three hitter. He's been probably their best bat this year. Okay, before, he's coming up with maybe a guy on, he really has to make it count. Like, Devers just... it kind of beefs up everybody else around him. It's not so much about him. I'm not explaining it very well, and I apologize. But when I'm looking at their lineup, it's more about the other guys. Like, those are the ones that won the game yesterday.
Well, okay, the other guys, yes. And that's, I think we're not talking about the same other guys. Here's the way I look at Devers. When you looked at the Giants lineup without Devers, it did not look good. Because whoever their second best hitter is now, essentially, was their first best hitter. If it's Ramos, it's Ramos. But I actually now look at the Giants and say, okay, let's look around this team. Who do we have? Okay, Chapman, he's legit. Adamas, he's legitimate. Devers, he's a good player. Ramos looks like the real deal. So I'm looking at it that way thinking, you know, now we got four or five quality hitters in our lineup. And, like, I think it's exponential, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like, let's say a lineup has one good hitter. Well, that guy's in trouble. You know what I mean? He's in trouble. You got two good hitters. Takes a little more pressure off the one guy, you know, the number one. But when you have, and I get it, the Dodgers and some great teams have seven or eight. But when you have four or five legitimate guys who you feel are professional hitters, that's where Devers comes in. He's making more than just a one-player impact because he does move everybody down in the pecking order in terms of, you know, their best hitters. Devers is now their best hitter, and he's got to be dealt with, which means a guy like Ramos, maybe, and I'm not talking about where they're batting now, but Ramos now is somebody who won't get focused on as much because they have Devers.
No, he'll still get focused on, but the thing is, it's like he's allowed to do more damage, whereas before there's not as many guys on base. He's coming up to the plate perhaps more with two outs and nobody on, or two outs and a run in scoring position where he has to come through. Like yesterday, he did come through with two outs. Like, I'm watching them, the way that the Red Sox pitched to Devers this weekend, whether it's their starter, their relievers, and they're still kind of pitching around him. And, you know, maybe he's doing a bit too much, and that's why he hasn't had super, you know, a lot of success for six games, small sample size. But I'm sitting there, like when the Red Sox had, I think it was in the fifth, there was two on and a runner on first base. And common sense tells you, well, we can pitch around Devers because we got a base open. Well, no, you can't. Like, you kind of have to pitch to him because if you load the bases, Ramos is going to hurt you. Or Flores could potentially hurt you. There are people behind Devers. Actually, I think that's why putting him in the two-hole is huge, because you get him more at-bats, and you allow the people behind him to clean up. Like, Ramos is a legitimately good hitter, but he had to be the Devers before. Right. Ramos had to be Rafael Devers, and I don't think that he's that caliber of player. So Devers' numbers might suffer, but it's because he's the focal point, and it's almost like he's their offensive sacrificial lamb right now for everybody else to succeed. That's what kind of hit me watching them over the last three games. It's like they're still going to pitch around Devers, and he's going to do some damage. He's going to hit a home run. He's going to play well. But he's not going to, I don't think he's going to put up these ridiculous numbers. But everyone else around him should hit better. Like, that's the ripple effect.
And you haven't seen that yet.
No. I have. I just think it's interesting. Like, the way that they've been winning games, it looks kind of like the games look a little bit similar. You still got to pitch really well. You're still going to have to make some plays on defense. But offensively, all those other guys, like Schmidt, he's not going to hit 415 for the remainder of the season like he is the last 13 games, but he's huge yesterday. Fitzgerald got option, but like there's not as much pressure on some of those ancillary guys now because Devers is in the middle.
No, I got you there. That I agree with. Like,
Devers, you could also give a day off to a Jung-Hoo Lee because you don't need him in the lineup. He clearly needs a day off.
I mean, Devers, to me, No, he didn't come here and hit four homers the first week, and the Giants, you know, went 5-1. But there does look to be an intangible with this team, and there's something that looks more right about this team with a guy like that in the lineup. Like, he's not, like, one player's not going to take your offense from anemic to incredible, but you might be able to take it from anemic to not bad. That's not bad. And, like, to me, that's what he might be able to do without having 38 homers. Just being a constant presence in that lineup, it's an extra out that's going to be a lot tougher to get than whoever would have been in the lineup in his place, ideally if it's not Flores, but you get what I'm saying.
He legitimizes every hitter around him. That's what he does. He makes it easier for Adames because Adames hits in front of him. He gives Ramos more opportunities to hit with runners in scoring position. And Ramos has been killing the ball all season. But Devers makes it hurt a little bit more. You know, and Rafi hasn't had great at-bats, but I also think something, too, it's like he makes it more difficult to go through their lineup. Like before,
right,
you had an extra out in the order, and it's usually going to be at the bottom, but it's just it's so much more difficult when the top of the lineup. Also, you don't allow a pitcher to get comfortable, I think, early in the game when Devers is just sitting there, and you're looking at him like, oh, well, all right, you turn the order over, and he's at the top, and so is Adames and Ramos. They look so much more daunting. Also, too, you know, the Giants now have an opportunity, I think, to make the bottom of the order set up bigger innings. Like, they're not always going to come through, but if the 8 and 9 guys get on base, well, now you're looking at a chance to score multiple runs in that inning. Whereas before, you're just trying to get one across. And the Giants haven't really had a bunch of explosive, like a 4-run, was it 7th inning yesterday?
Yep.
Where they come from behind. Like, there haven't been as many of those opportunities. And I do think that Devers is, he impacts that.
This from Flash on the YouTube chat. If Devers keeps hitting a bomb every 5 games, he'll finish with 33. Well, that's a great stat, Flash, and I'm really appreciative of it. But now figure it out if he hits a bomb in every 6 games, because he's played 6 games with the Giants. 6. I bet you it puts him below 30.
Well, he should probably clean up over the next 13 games.
Come on, Flash. Figure it out. What do you mean?
Did you see who they play?
I know Arizona's in there.
Yeah, they haven't been great this year.
500. Plus Zach Gallen's getting it together. Well, they'll miss him.
No, he's
probably
not. He stinks.
He does.
No, you get the Marlins, the White Sox, the Diamondbacks, and the West Sacramento Athletics. Like the Giants.
Well, you can throw that out. It's a rivalry series.
Sure. Okay. Fine.
Yeah, throw the records out for the A's. And so the way I look
I
at
think
it is,
they beat them when they were here.
Right, but you can still throw the records out.
Okay.
You know, you got to throw them out, Evan.
Yeah.
No, it's Miami, Chicago, Arizona, and the aforementioned, what was the other team?
The Athletics.
Athletics. 3 of those 4 on the road after they have Miami here.
Well, it's not much of a home field advantage up north in SAC.
But we'll see. That can change it. I mean,
no, it can't. We
Evan, don't rob the A's, as Guru would say. There's a chance that the Giants go up to Sacramento, and the A's have won 8 in a row at home, and they're beginning to establish that home field identity. Let's go to Philmo Mike. Philmo, what are you doing, man?
Oh man, I'm chilling. I'm kind of rolling. I'm breaking down some tree. But anyway, you didn't do the legal, did you?
Yes, I did.
You are now listening to KMGZ Radio, San Francisco, home of the Odyssey app.
There you go.
Home of the Valkyries and Golden State Warriors.
Thanks, buddy.
Anyway, there you go. Nah, man. I can't wait till Chapman get back, because then you'll have another solidified back. Y'all kind of saying the same thing and going in circles, but it's a good circle that y'all going in, because it's almost like, okay, you get – it's almost like the Jimmy Butler effect, in which you get a player and then everybody else's role can kind of get bumped down, and that helps. But I think Devers is going to do well. I think he's going to – I think he's going to do well and actually put up some nice stats in Pasville Park. I don't know why it's such a hard a park to hit, but I believe like a player of Devers' caliber can spread the ball around the park. Around the park. Now, with that being said, I don't know why the Giants, they trying to trick off games by committing errors, but Evan, you have you said that they're winning the same. We have to win that way. We have to play defense, and we have to have timely hitting, and we have to have great pitching. So if and that goes for any team. That goes for any team in baseball. So if we can get that, I think we could be a solid team, and These teams, they're starting to remind me of some of them teams that had Andres Galarraga on our squad. We had a lot of Reggie Sanders. We had a lot of solid, good hitters. And that's what, if Posey can create that and also get some speed, because I really want to see double leadoffs. I would love to see put Jungle Lee 9 and get a real leadoff hitter. But nah, y'all have a great show.
Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate the call.
He's right there.
Webb. Ray.
Well, and I guess that's, to Philmo's point, that's kind of how I felt watching them. Like, there's no doubt that Devers, I think there's a ripple effect that helps the offense, but he doesn't fundamentally change how they're going to be successful, which is still making plays defensively, which they did not do at the beginning of the game on Sunday, and they've missed a couple of balls over the last week that makes you say, ah, they really need Chapman back. But they're still going to be led by their pitching, their dominant bullpen, and timely hitting. Like, I guess that's what I was left kind of watching this weekend, is they're not that different. And it means that they're still good.
Well, I want to talk about that, because I'm not sure who expected what, but we're a week in, so let's follow up with the expectations there. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Guru will be back Thursday. Shut up!
Hey,
he will be.
You were the one who just laughed.
I know.
Come on. And then you're out. You're out Friday.
Yeah, not that funny, buddy. So I hope you don't get mad at me, but I'm going to drop a little dime on Evan right now.
All right.
So we
this makes me not want to tell you things. By the way,
you didn't. It's nothing. It's nothing you told me.
Okay.
We got off last segment 112. You know, we usually have a 5 or 6 minute break, and I walk out, and Evan walks out, and I walk in one direction, and Evan walks in the other. And as he's walking away, I hear him go, "What's the matter?"
Oh, I just don't feel like I've been as good as I can today. That frustrates me. It's not like I don't really care about the topic matter, discussions, questions. We have great listeners, and the audience have been awesome today. But if I'm not at my best, Steiny, that frustrates me. Can you understand that?
I can. Now, let me shift it to me for a second. You know what's funny is I feel like I've been terrible today, too. Now, and this is, I want to teach some of our listeners about sports using a work analogy. So I came in today, I felt I was prepared, I was focused, I had good content, I didn't execute well today. I didn't hammer points home like I wanted, I felt I talked in circles too frequently without saying enough, And I don't feel like I've been on my game today. But the bigger point is this, and I want you to take this into sports. I don't feel that way because, again, had nothing to do with focus. Had nothing to do with me not being hungry enough. I just didn't play well. Sometimes it happens. So when a team loses, quit thinking that they weren't ready to play or that they didn't take it seriously enough or that the other team wanted it more. Sometimes you just miss some shots you normally make. It happens. Now get off us.
You know what I was also thinking at the beginning of yesterday's Giants game?
Tell me.
They might have gone out Saturday night. I'm serious. Because it's one of the rare back-to-back day games. So Saturday, you get done at like 4 o'clock. You got an opportunity to hit the town on a Saturday night. And the first inning, now the Giants came back and won. I thought they played great after the first inning. That first inning defensively might have been their worst of the season. Bailey can't throw the ball back to Ray and allows Roman Anthony to get to third. And then Jaron Duran hits a lazy fly ball to left that Ramos snow cones and drops.
That's a tough play.
Got to make that catch. So two errors lead to a run. And it, you know, they go back and they get it. And actually, they took advantage of a Red Sox error as well. But I'm just thinking that first inning, I'm like, Pasta was catching some heat because he said something like they didn't come ready to play.
Oh, no. You didn't use that, did you?
Yeah. But I just look at it differently. I'm going to be honest. I just thought they looked a little hungover. And then they got it together by about the fourth inning.
Now, I got to ask you because
I'm serious.
Now, this seems like a little theme. Because I want to take you back to last Thursday, Evan.
Okay.
The Cleveland Guardians were in town, and they had just taken two games. And we were thinking, are they really going to sweep? And you said, no, Guardians aren't going to sweep. They went out tonight. They went out Wednesday night.
Oh, well.
I mean, these guys, they don't just go to the bar like us after games.
No, they don't. They get out. So it's not really it's not something I always believe. Not everybody goes out after. Some guys do. Don't get me wrong. There's someone in every clubhouse, I feel pretty confident in saying, from talking to some people and having worked for a few teams, there's always a few people that get after it. Usually like relievers, you know, they're not going to throw the next day. But some guys still do. But I remember there was a manager who I was working with who told me one time, he's currently the third base coach of the Pirates, he said, every day game, you got to figure out how good your team is hungover. And I'll say this.
Why? I don't get why you would do that. Why? If you got a night game Monday, night game Tuesday, day game Wednesday.
It's a getaway day. That's why.
Why would you go out on Tuesday?
Because you can. That's like, because you can. I don't know.
Go out Monday after the game. What time? Okay. What time?
Well, the other part is, too, a lot of the day games, guys don't take batting practice. It's a little more show-and-go-y. So that's, I think the Giants, I'm not saying they're playing hungover, but my point is they have been a very good day team this year. Like, they've actually been, I think, one of the best in baseball in terms of winning percentage. That means they play better in less of a routine than other teams, or they have so far this year.
All right, so in the NBA, if you got a 7 o'clock game, I'm pretty sure the players got to be there by 5:15.
For a 7 o'clock game?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they get there much earlier than that.
Not all of them.
Well, not all of them.
They have to be there 90 minutes before, because that's when media availability is. But a lot of them,
starting pitcher doesn't. Starting pitcher gets there whenever he wants.
Okay. And then when, if you're Ramos, and you have a 6:45 first pitch, what time's Ramos getting to the ballpark?
Ramos? I don't know. Probably like 2 o'clock?
Yeah. 2:30, 3 o'clock?
2:33. Yeah.
There's been times where I've walked in and, you know, I've seen.
You beat him, don't you? And that's another problem with this team. They're not working hard enough. Risotto, but no. Why wouldn't you have a couple when you don't have to get up till noon the next day. Here's the other thing. I'm not sure these guys go out as much as you think. If I said that.
That's fair.
So you finish a baseball game downtown. Here's the problem. Let's take tomorrow night. Miami's in town, 6:45 pitch. Giants will win that game tomorrow, 5-2. They will. It'll be relatively quick. So the game will be over 7:45. Game's over about 9:15, 9:20. They go into the locker room, 9:30. Media, 9:45, 9:50. Shower, 10:05, 10:15. Lollygag. You get out of there about 10:30. You get out of Oracle Park at 10:30. It's a Tuesday night. There's nothing going on in the city on a Tuesday at 11 p.m.
I do think it applies a little more to road teams.
Okay.
You know, like the Red Sox might have gone out on Saturday because when else are they going to do it? You know, or the Giants might have gone out last night because they have an off day today.
Well, that makes sense.
Actually, one of the few off days this season, I believe, where they've been at home.
They always were traveling somewhere else?
Well, sometimes you have an off day and you're using it to travel, or you get an off day in another city. But the Giants have had not a ton. I don't even know if they've had one this year. Maybe one. Like an off day while they've been in the middle of a homestand. Because they got three more games against the Marlins and then they hit the road. But I do think that yesterday's win, it is significant. Number one, you would have been, 2-4 your first six games of the homestand. Also, I think it is important for the Giants. It was important for them to hand a series loss to Rafi Devers' old team.
Yeah, I don't know if the old team is a huge factor, but
I think it was bigger for not for Devers. I think it was bigger for his teammates.
I think they just need to win series, and they needed to win one because they'd lost their previous two. And, you know, Devers is starting to settle in here. But as Eric Musselman would say, irregardless. A couple things Giant related. Hold on a sec. 415, Steiny. There's stuff going on in the city at 11 o'clock. You're just too old to know about it. Yeah, prove it. Prove it. What do you say, 415? I'll stay up till 11 o'clock tomorrow night on a school night.
You won't.
I'll stay up till 11 o'clock tomorrow on a school night if you show me a good time. How about that?
You like that?
Well, how about this? You know what, actually? Let's go through the exact exercise. You and I go to the Giants-Marlins game tomorrow. We go to post game. We go to the locker room. And then we go out and see how we're feeling on Wednesday.
The other thing is, when we say going out,
yeah.
Now, they might just go to dinner and, like, have a glass of wine. It doesn't have to be, you know, 78 vodka Red Bulls.
No, we're not tearing up the marina on a Tuesday night.
Why not?
Yeah, you want to?
Is there action there?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what's...
You can find action anywhere. You just got to look.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, you're over in the hills, so it's... maybe a little tougher. You got to come down from the ivory tower.
Let me tell you what the most troubling aspect of the Devers acquisition has been.
Troubling?
Yes. There's been one, not a silver lining. No, what's the one bad ripple effect? Wilmer Flores, two for his last 12 since Devers got here. Just doesn't have the at-bats. This is what I was talking about. It's baseball, people. Devers isn't replacing a guy who didn't exist. You don't get Devers' production starting at ground zero. No. Devers is taking some at-bats from Flores. And that means the best hitters are not in your lineup. So I'm a little worried about Wilmer Flores.
Well, it's as much that he's not in the lineup as he's not allowed to, doesn't have a routine. You know, I think he knows when he's going to play. Like, he'll play first base against all lefties. Those games he's in. And then, like yesterday, he'll get an opportunity. And I think he's got to start hitting against more righties if you actually want to find the production with him. But, you know, that's, again, like, they have a little bit of a logjam. You know, my bigger concern is that they're, until Chapman comes back, they're not a great defensive team. They're not. I think their infield is fine. The outfield is fine, but like Lee's not playing yesterday, so you lose a quality center fielder. I don't know, Steiny. I just feel like the Giants, they still have some holes, but it's a good problem to have because you're 10 games above 500, and I think there's still time to address them. Like, one of the reasons why, I'm going to be honest, I'm not worried about the pitching as much as you are.
Right.
I think they're going to go trade for an arm. I think they're going to have to trade for an arm at some point because they got a couple of young dudes who are going to hit their innings limit or are going to be less effective later into the year.
Who's their sixth guy right now?
Tristan Beck.
Didn't he just go down?
Yeah. The point is, it's nobody you know.
Well.
Or Mason Black.
I've heard of him. What about Wisenhunt?
Well, he hasn't pitched in the majors yet. So he wouldn't be the... No, I'm not saying that to be an ass. I apologize. It's just my tone.
In theory, he could end up being the sixth guy.
He could. But I also think that that's... Like, let's say the Giants are in the middle of a playoff hunt.
All right.
Wisenhunt is already up against, like, 100 innings in the minors. A little less. Are you really going to bring him up and push him in the middle of the most competitive games of the season?
Fair point.
That's a lot to ask. Same for Eldridge. You know, in a way, unless Wisenhunt is dominant in AAA, and unless Eldridge just starts tearing the cover off the ball, I actually think the more competitive they are, the less of a chance we see them.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Because the more competitive they are, probably the better they're playing, you would think. By the way, I got a little bone to pick with the Giants. I wonder if anybody else noticed this. So I've been watching the games lately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're pushing all-stars. Yeah, that's all-star.
Four of them. Four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, who are they? They're four hitters. Devers, Adames, Ramos, and Chapman.
Well, to be fair, the hitters are the only ones you could vote on.
Oh, maybe that's why. Never mind.
Well, I think Ramos has a good shot.
I'm just talking about they're not getting four all-star pitchers.
No, you're not, but the reason the pitchers are not on the promos.
Yeah, I was wrong. Okay, I didn't. Of course they don't.
Well, that just might be a bet that you're going to have to pay up.
No. What do you mean?
Oh, I think the Giants are trending towards having three all-stars.
Yeah, if you include the hitters.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that big a deal.
Well, it's a whole hell of a lot more than they've had.
They had one last year.
Yeah, they had one because every team has to have one.
Randy Rodriguez is not going to make the All-Star team.
Probably not, but I bet they have one reliever represent.
I would agree with that.
And I got to say, like,
Webb and Ray?
Yeah, both of those guys are All-Stars.
Yeah, but Ray's going to have four starts before the All-Star break.
Isn't he tied for the league lead in wins? He's got like a 2.84 right now.
You know, and this is why.
Been pretty good.
Hey, Evan, this is why. This is the part of you that nobody sees because everybody thinks you're a nice guy.
No, they don't.
And now, of course, I forgot what I was going to say. What did you just say?
Something about Robbie Ray.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, now Evan wants Robbie Ray to be an all-star, so now all of a sudden wins count. Oh, wins are now important. I thought wins didn't matter anymore.
Well, they matter when you're leading the league in them.
Oh. Okay. Just.
Now, it's not as.
When we talk about a pitcher, just let me know if the wins matter for a certain pitcher.
Well, it's not as big of a deal as how many runs you prevent, which he's also done a pretty good job in. There's something about you and Ray that I can't figure out, and I don't know
Ray
why.
Who?
Robbie Ray. Is it the tight pants? You don't like the...
I hate the grunting.
The muscles that pop.
What's his... Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
What's his ERA right now?
After yesterday, it is 2.83. So I was off by...
His ERA will end up higher than 3.5.
I'd take that bet.
Would you?
Yeah.
Risotto?
We can put a pop on it.
Yeah, let's do
it. Would also take that.
Okay, 3.4. 3.3. No, I'll stick with 3.5.
I think it ends up around 3.3 or 3.2, which by the way, is still really good. Like,
no, it is.
You're right. I don't think he's going to be a pitcher that pitches. He's not going to have a 2.5 ERA the whole year. But
here you go again, Evan.
What?
You just last week you were waxing poetic about ERAs at Oracle Park.
Yeah.
Right. So take off a run because they pitch half.
Oh, well, you can't do that.
I mean, the bottom line is, if Robbie Ray ends up with an ERA of 3.55, that's like 4.10 if he pitches in any other park. And now we're getting into, you know, average territory. Well, I don't know why I don't like Robbie Ray. I don't dislike him.
No, I know, I know you don't dislike him.
The bottom line is, taking the Giants starting five, looked at, you know, all their numbers, and if Verlander's in trouble, and they're relying on Birdsong and Roop, who've never pitched this far into a season, this many innings at this level, and then Ray, I just think, Ray, when he's healthy, is pretty good. But I'm not convinced this is who he's going to be the whole year. That's all.
Well, he didn't have his best stuff yesterday. He still got through five and gave up three earned. That's not a bad start. No, it's not like an ace-type start, and he's not. But he kept the Giants in the game so that their offense could get him over the hill. Like, he put them in a position to win. And to me, that's really what you need from your starters. And I think Robbie Ray is a guy that, when he's been healthy, which he has been this year, like he's a workhorse type pitcher. He's led the league in innings before. He has led the league in strikeouts before.
Just once. Yeah, one great year.
He's thrown 200 innings, though.
Never.
180?
Never.
He's thrown 180.
He's thrown, how about this? Risotto, were you here the other day when I'm like, numbers just stick in my head? I got to say that Robbie Ray's career high in innings pitched was 193. 193.
Okay, so that's more than 180.
Less than two. Right. I got nothing up either.
By one start. So, like, that's still good.
No, he's good. He's good. He's good. 2.57 ERA at Oracle.
Yeah, that's
it's
about
all right.
That's pretty good.
Of course it is. It's very good.
Although,
is it good when the Giants only score two runs a game?
Well, not if the wind's blown out like yesterday.
Nope.
Dude,
they have six homers yesterday?
It was a derby yesterday.
Six homers.
Oracle Park, Hitters Park. Yeah.
I'm still smarting, as they say.
Smarting.
I was short-sighted, and I paid the price. I'm pissed about those pitchers. Of course, pitchers don't get voted in by the fans. I knew that. But let me tell you what age does to you, kids. Sometimes there's just those synapses don't quite click.
Fire?
I've been a baseball fan since the 70s. Of course, pitchers don't get voted on. Damn it.
Yeah, some people don't like the grunting either, and that's okay. It's kind of like, I don't know, trying to think of another sport where anybody grunts.
Monica Seles was the original original grunter.
As tennis?
Yeah. You know, I keep hearing, let me just ask you this. I keep hearing, Giants can make some hay. Giants can make some hay versus Miami, at White Sox, at Arizona, at Sacramento. That's 13 games.
Yep.
And I'm reading Andy Baggerly, and he said, hey, make some hay, make some hay. Ideally, when they get off those four road trips, they'll be 15 games over.
Yep.
They'd have to go 9-4.
Yes.
I don't think you can assume that. And I'm not saying he's assuming it, but I don't like to play that game.
Well, what it means is you'd win all four of those series. One of them is a four-game series against Arizona, so you would go 3-1, and then 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. I actually don't think that's that crazy.
No, I don't think it's crazy. Like, I don't think it's
like
crazy.
The Marlins and the White Sox are awful. The Diamondbacks aren't terrible, but they're not a great team. They're an average team. They've been so far. And the A's have been far below average, especially at home. It does speak to the kind of expectation.
Did you not know who Monica Seles was?
I said tennis. Is she not a tennis player?
No, she is, but it sounded like a guess. You've heard of Monica Seles?
Yes.
Okay. Jim Mole, our number one fan, said you acted like you did. Misunderstanding.
Yeah, well, it happens.
It's time for the crossover. Which one of those guys isn't going to be here? Or both? We got
both
guys?
Here.
Oh, really? Hey! Late June and they're both here. Woo! From the ballpark to wine country, summers get better when your car's ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
Thanks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.